It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm very excited to welcome to the show Dr. Martin Kulldorff, former professor of medicine at Harvard University and Mass General Brigham. He is the founding fellow for the Academy for Science and Freedom and a co-author of the great Barrington Declaration, the new editorial, Harvard Tramples the Truth When It Comes to Debating COVID Lockdowns, Veritas Wasn't the University's Guiding Principle. Dr. Kulldorff, it's an honor to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. Excellent. So, first of all, tell us what the Great Barrington Declaration is, in case anyone doesn't know.
Well, when the pandemic hit 4 years ago, people threw out the basic principles of public health. You can't just focus on one disease. So we argue that since there's a huge difference in mortality risk between the young and the old for COVID, we should have done a better job protecting older people because they're higher risk, but we should have let children go to schools. We should have not locked down, let stores be open, churches be open, cultural events go about, and let people be out and about.
And that makes sense. I mean, that now, years later, the results prove that that was correct. So why are you no longer a professor of medicine at Harvard?
Yeah, you're right, because Sweden was the major Western country that did not lock down, and it has the lowest excess mortality during the pandemic of all major Western countries. Now, with respect to Harvard, there was a disagreement about very basic scientific things we had known about for 2,500 years, and that's infection-acquired immunity or natural immunity. If you have recovered from a disease, you have excellent immunity that is better than the immunity you get from a vaccine. And there were people at Harvard, including some famous professors, who were questioning the existence of that, even though we now know, of course, that there were those immunities. So I had COVID before. There was no reason for me to take the vaccine, and they fired me.
They fired you because you would not take the vaccine, and you are a professor of medicine. You had valid reasons. You had all the evidence backing you, and they still fired you.
Yes, and not only had I had COVID, I have an immune deficiency, so that makes it extra risky for me to take a vaccine than for most people. At the same time, as I was at a higher risk from COVID than most other faculty members. So,
you know, Dr. Kulldorff, you were speaking out against lockdowns. You were one of the few people back then. And I mean, now, you know, everybody's saying it, but back then in 2020, your op-ed on school closures in Sweden was published by CNN, but not the one you're thinking of. You wrote it in Spanish and CNN Espanol ran it. They didn't run it on English CNN. So that right there tells you a lot.
Yeah, I figure since I know Spanish, I might as well use that knowledge and try to publish it in Spanish since I couldn't publish it in English.
So when you were speaking out back then, and again, this is 2020, so you're speaking out and you know now you were prophetic. I mean, all the research is showing that you were correct, but at the time, what were people saying about you?
Well, when the Great Barrington Declaration came out, the head of the NIH, Francis Collins, he called us fringe epidemiologists. And this is me writing it together with Professor Jay Bhattacharya from Stanford and Professor Smita Gupta from Oxford, who is the preeminent infectious disease epidemiologist in the world. So he called us fringe epidemiologists and then asked for a devastating takedown. What he should have done was to suggest that we have a discussion and debate, which could be passionate, but it should be polite, and then gather some people who are either in favor of focused protections, like we were and are still, and those who are favoring lockdowns and school closures. Have that discussion. That's what he should have done. Instead, he wanted to close down the debate.
But no debate. But isn't science all about debating to find the truth, and you have to test theories?
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it was until 2019. That's for sure.
Yeah, and then COVID changed.
But it hasn't been the last 4 years. And the scientific community cannot survive without having open, frank, passionate discussions between different scientists.
And I think it's important for people to know, I mean, as part of the Great Barrington Declaration, you and your colleagues, I mean, you had specific suggestions for how better to protect the elderly, for example, and why children and young adults should live normal lives. I mean, it wasn't like you were looking to kill people. You had good intentions here.
Yeah, well, the evidence from Sweden was that it was perfectly fine to keep kids in school because they were in school all of that spring of 2020. And among the 1.8 million children, there was zero COVID deaths and only a handful of hospitalizations. At the same time, we could have done a lot more to protect older people. For example, people in nursing homes were at the highest risk, and we could have reduced staff rotation there and not have so, because if each patient in the nursing home, if they are exposed to 10 different staff members every week, they are more likely to be infected than if there's only five. So we should have less staff rotation. We should have more testing. That's something that Scott Atlas was fighting very hard for, actually eventually successfully, to increase the amount of testing in nursing home, even though we were wasting tests on the university campus, which was a complete waste of time and money and resources. We should also have a better system for not mixing generations as much. So, for example, when they close the university, sending students home. So instead of infecting their friends, who are also young and at minuscule risk, they will not go home and maybe infect their parents, older parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles. That was not a very smart thing to do. It was very bad for public health to do that.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, I mean, absolutely. And we saw the results of that with all the deaths in the nursing homes and the veterans homes. Dr. Martin Koldorf is with me right now, member of the Barrington, co-author of the Great Barrington Declaration. His latest editorial, Harvard Tramples the Truth. When it came to debating COVID lockdowns, Veritas was not the university's guiding principle. So this was amazing. As part of your piece here at City Journal, when the Great Barrington Declaration came out, a prominent Harvard epidemiologist publicly called the declaration an extreme fringe view, equating it with exorcism to expel demons. A member of Harvard's Center for Health and Human Rights, who had argued for school closures, accused you of trolling and having idiosyncratic politics, falsely alleging that you were enticed with money from the Koch brothers, cultivated by right-wing think tanks, and you won't debate anybody. They accuse you of not wanting to debate anybody when you were actually looking to debate people. And go on from there.
Yeah, so there were two colleagues of mine at Harvard that wanted to arrange a debate, and I said, of course, yes. But they were never able to pull it through because there was nobody on the other side who were willing to do it. Also, when 98 faculty members at Stanford, they wrote an open letter attacking Scott Atlas of pseudoscience, completely nonsense without any single example that they brought up. I wrote a letter to the editor to Stanford Daily, which is the student-run newspaper at Stanford, offering to debate any of them. But none of these 98 faculty members were willing to do so.
And then, of course, vaccine mandates. I mean, the idea that you're going to mandate vaccines. And I remember at the time, you know, Senator Rand Paul, who's a doctor, he was out there saying, look, I had COVID. I shouldn't have to have a vaccine. And then we had the vaccine mandate in the United States of America, vaccine mandates all around the place. And people lost jobs. People lost their livelihoods. People lost their access to freedom. I mean, because of these mandates, and it didn't stop the transmission of COVID. There were a lot of issues with that, and there was no scientific rationale for it. But if you were against it, as you were, again, you were accused of wanting to kill people.
Yeah, so it's very unscientific and unethical. So you had, for example, nurses. They were working in 2020 to the care of COVID patients. Some of them got infected, so they were home for a few weeks, and then they get back to work and taking care of more COVID patients. But then when the vaccine comes, some hospital or university bureaucrats will decide that they need to get the vaccine, even though they already have superior immunity. And then those who didn't were fired. That's highly unscientific. And when universities do that, when the university presidents make those put in those mandates, that's like having them questioning whether the earth is flat or round. We have known about natural immunity or infection acquired immunity for 2,500 years, which is the same amount of time that we have known that the earth is round.
Well, listen, I appreciate you speaking out. I appreciate your courage. It's just, you know, now that we have all the research telling us that not only did COVID lockdowns not make a dent, it didn't really accomplish anything to help people avoid dying from COVID. The economic, societal consequences with between our children and income and everything else, I mean, have been catastrophic. And we will be feeling it for generations. And all this this research has come to light now.
Yeah, so there is the test for children. The test scores have gone down in the U.S., not in Sweden, which kept the schools open. We have bad outcomes now for cancer and cardiovascular disease and mental health. And we're going to live with this for a few decades.
Dr. Martin Kulldorff, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your courage, sir, and we hope to have you back on the show again very soon.
I hope so, and thank you for having me.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.